We've got some fresh new young talent doing some things that I know you haven't heard before.
One, two, three. Listen.
Hey, man, can you hear us?
Hey, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. There you are.
Hi, Chandler. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I am good, man. Long time no speaky.
I know. Yeah.
We got to wait for big events for us to see each other. All in one place.
Living on the west side and living in Pasadena life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to, exactly.
I don't think we can.
It takes a special occasion like the daytime Emmys to get us all sit together in a room.
The next one will be here before we know it. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
It's May. It's actually May 5th. And what's interesting is that Alyssa and I, at one point when we got engaged, we were like, oh, let's have a quick turnaround wedding. And we were going to plan it for May 5th, which would have been on the actual Emmys, which would have been interesting. But we ended up not doing a quick turnaround. So, yeah, it'll be here.
Yeah, probably a good decision on the wedding.
Yeah.
Enjoy engagement for a little while, and then it's like a lot of planning. So we're like, let's just wait and do some other stuff and all that good stuff. What did you have going on today? Did you didn't work, right? You don't work till Thursday.
Yeah, I didn't work. I actually just had class. I got the two classes left this quarter, and I'm actually finished for good in December.
Oh my gosh. Congrats, man. That's
thank you. Yeah. I really can't wait to be smart. It's almost here.
What are your last two classes?
So I'm taking money and banking, which is as stiff as it sounds. And I'm also taking a writing class, my last elective, called Aliens, Psychics, and Ghosts.
Ooh.
So about as opposite as two classes can be.
Oh my gosh. That's going to be interesting. What is the, did you take it as something fun or do you?
Yeah, to be honest, I was trying to get an easy A elective class, but it's turning out to be a little bit more involved than I originally expected.
Dude, your easiest one, I remember you telling me, didn't you just get an A for showing up to work?
Yes. Yeah, my internship class. Yeah.
Oh, no. Great.
It's a nice paid internship.
Exactly, yeah.
So are you writing stories about ghosts and all of that crazy stuff that you just mentioned?
Actually, what we're doing is we are reading like books about alien abduction and watching documentaries and then examining them with like a critical eye and
Have you heard of Gaia? I think that's how it's pronounced, G-A-I-A.
Like the term for Earth, for Mother Earth?
Nope. Or maybe it is the term. It's just...
Is it about aliens?
Yeah. So actually,
is it a show?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. What's your take on aliens?
I think it's possible they exist. I don't know if they're out, you know, abducting our cats and stuff for like experiments, but but it's a pretty big universe, so who knows?
Hey, my friend.
I'm super interested in that stuff. And have you gone down the rabbit hole with Brian Dottillo?
No. Oh, is he an alien buff?
Oh my god. Dude, he is. I've heard some just like I don't know if it's just all conspiracies or if it's solely on alien, but he's just really shared some like knowledge and stories about aliens and alien contact. And
doesn't he say they live underground?
I think one of his stories where that he read or saw that they're actually not, well, I'm sure they're in the universe, but they're here on Earth, but underground. And there's like a whole
interesting
thing. Yeah. It's an interesting concept of like, you know, all of that stuff, but dude, that's fascinating. That's a cool class.
Seems like it'd get pretty boring to live underground.
Unless they build some sort of huge colony that's like an
that's true. City. Yeah, that's true. They could just have subterranean, like, you know, they, I don't know, parks with glowing mushrooms and stuff.
You have to let us know what you find through your research.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, my professor said, he told us not to think about aliens after 10 p.m. because if you think about aliens after 10 p.m., it will increase the likelihood that you are abducted. So, and of course, I got to write a bunch of papers, so I am up late thinking about aliens. So if I get abducted, I will call you guys back and give you the firsthand account.
Oh, my God. Well, if you disappear, then we're going to start thinking about aliens after 10, knowing that's the reason.
Yeah, seriously, if I go missing, they got me.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Don't think about aliens after 10, guys.
Now everyone who listens is going to go, yeah, it's...
Yeah, advice from my tenured UCLA professor, so...
Oh, my gosh. So are you done in December? Is that...
Yes, December, yeah.
Wow, dude. Congrats. It's exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, it's getting close.
What's the... Because how long have you... What made you decide? Is college something that you're like... You've always wanted to do, and you're like, I'm going to do this, or are you using, like, is it the sense of, like, accomplishing it and you know, winning that battle and getting a degree and accomplishing that, or are you going to apply it to other industries, or, like, what was your thought process around
I think that you actually described it pretty perfectly. I originally came out to LA to go to college, and I got dazed, and so I left. But it was something I always wanted to, I did okay in school, not great. So I wanted to sort of prove to myself that I could get a degree. Also, you know, I wanted to learn a little about finance because, you know, I was working on days and, you know, making some money and didn't want to just squander it all on, like, hookers and crack cocaine. So I thought maybe the economics classes
would only 10% should go to that, and then the rest of the 90 should bills and investing. That's like
exactly
business 101.
Yeah,
the first day.
Yes. So it was that combination of motivations.
That's cool, man. What are you gonna do with your free time once you're done? Is it gonna feel like a weight lifted? Now you'll have more free time.
Yeah, I actually really want to travel. I'm trying. I have a goal. I'm to go to 30 have 30 new experiences before I'm 30, mm-hmm. which gives me 2 years. And you know, some of it will hopefully be in other countries. Some will just be like a new city, and a different state or whatever, or even just something in LA. But I want to use the hiatus weeks we have to actually, you know, do something new that maybe makes me uncomfortable and mm-hmm. helps me grow a little bit.
Have you traveled much at all yet, or is this something that's brand new?
I went to Europe for the first time 2 summers ago, which was really my first experience, like extended travel experience, which was so awesome, which is why I want to keep doing it.
Did you go hiking? Was it like a big hike, or where did you go?
No. Yeah. I did the Machu Picchu hike, which was 5 days, I think. It was great. My roommates and I at the time were having a weight loss challenge because I think it was just after like fantasy football season. We were all like just picking out on pizza and wings every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. So I was like, great, it actually helps because I was just eating the road food and just like walking, hiking all day for basically a week. So it gave me a leg up on the roomies.
Heck yeah, doing all those steps. Did you like how is it hiking that? Do you have to like sleep in tents or is it like
slept in tents. I actually we stayed outside this farm of this Peruvian guy, and he put a Machu Picchu curse on me the next morning, because we only had about, I guess, 6 hours dedicated to sleep, but he had chickens, he had roosters that would, I thought roosters would just crow when the sun came up, and they went, like, all night, throughout the night, these birds were, like, making a racket. So the next morning we're heading out and the farmer's out and like out right outside his door. And I just looked to him. I'm very grumpy because I didn't sleep well. And I said, tienes pollos del diablo. Like you have devil chickens in my my limited Spanish. I didn't know. And he pointed at me. He's like, "Tú eres el Diablo." I'm like, "Oh my God!" He put kind of put a shiver down my spine. I was worried that he put a curse on me.
Damn!
Oh my God! Curses, aliens, yeah. Life jailer.
Yeah.
Living on the edge. How the hell did you hike all day with no sleep?
I don't know, because everyone else was doing it. It was like mob mentality. if I had to do it by myself, but also the porters, the guys who went with us, they did the entire hike we did, but they also carried all of our stuff. So we're hiking next to these guys that are carrying these huge packs, and I can't not do it when this guy half my size carrying 100+ pounds is making it look easy, you know?
You're like, yeah. I'm doing it.
So a lot of peer pressure.
How many miles was it total?
I don't know, actually. I want to say, because we actually didn't, the mileage was pretty short because the elevation gain and loss was so great. So I don't know. I would say less than 20 for the whole trip.
But all on an incline, though. That's probably insane.
Yeah, a lot of steps. Yeah.
I hope you had your tracker on.
Yeah, I should have.
That's great.
We're obsessed
though.
With steps right now. That's why I made the corny joke.
Oh, how many do you guys try to get a day?
Well, when we actually care, it's 10,000, but it's kind of just with the diet that we're doing, it's kind of we're just, you know, anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000, 7,500 on a good day, but we're not actively trying just because we have the calorie deficit that we want.
Yeah.
So we've been doing that. And so you don't have to
work. What days, by the way, you're in the 20s right now, right?
Yeah, dude. 23 days. We're filming this or recording this on October 16th. So by the time this comes out the week of November, we'll probably be on in the 40s. Yeah. Over a month by the time 23 days, man. It's become a habit, you know, now it just feels normal, but I'm excited. And then with this week, you know, working, and I don't know if you looked at the schedule extensively or not, but I actually realized that I'm only working one episode split on Thursday, Friday.
Same.
Same. Okay. So it's the same thing. So yeah, I work Thursday, Friday, then we're off again. So I'm kind of, I'm kind of excited because with Nikki, like I want to like go in Thursday, Friday, which will be like my day, you know, 26 or something. And then by the time I get back from hiatus, it'll be, you know, like 4 or 5 weeks that I've been doing it. So I want to see if I can start with the 5 o'clock shadow and work my way up to a full beard.
Yeah. Hey, I think that's a good plan.
And from what I hear, Chandler, this is all thanks to you, right? Kind of your idea.
Oh yeah. I pushed it through. Yeah. I'll take credit. Sure.
Good looking out, man. Good looking out.
Thanks. Well, he always comes in after a hiatus and he's got this like luxurious, you know, magnificent beard. It's so full. I'm like, it's such a shame like that they make him shave it all the time.
That's right.
Because it looks great. Yeah.
Thanks, man. You grow a good one too. It's like, I just think it's what we want, what we don't have. Like, I feel like if you and I can, like, I can be the gateway for the beard and then you can get your beard and then we'll both have beards. And then after 6 months, you'll be like, yeah. When do we shave? This is ridiculous.
Yeah. We're tired of like scratching each other's lips all the time, probably. The
5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice and sharp.
How long have you been back on the show now?
Let's see, a year and 5 months, I think.
Has it really been that long? I feel like it was yesterday.
But... Yeah, I know. It's blown by.
Holy cow. Year and a half. How's it been?
It's been so much fun. I it's hard to compare the two stints, but I have to say this latest one is by far my favorite. I feel like I'm a little bit older. I have more perspective. Mm-hmm. And I'm just having fun. I find myself like smiling and laughing like throughout the day, you know, even in the morning, which is usually when I'm at my most hostile. There's just like a, I like the environment. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
If the energy.
I like working with Freddie again, obviously. It's really, it's nice.
Now you guys are so good together. Yeah, ugh, can't even.
Thank you. I think we're pretty good compliments, if I do say so myself. We got the Will and Sonny. I mean, they're the power couple. Yeah. You know?
It just works, man. I don't know. It's just crazy. People, I mean, it's obviously you probably get that question more, you know, just like I do. And it's, I don't know. You can't really describe it.
Yeah.
I think when it just when it works, it works. And you know, here we are full circle and people are waiting for us to get back together. It's been like the biggest thing. I feel like I get asked every day of like, when are you getting back together? When are you getting back together? So it's going to be interesting how it plays out.
What's crazy too, I think it was like a month ago, because I don't really watch the show that often, but when we know really cool stuff is coming up, we'll watch it. And maybe a month ago, I think we were watching when Will, your character, got his memory back.
Or yeah,
she was
in tears.
I was crying, dude. I was like, oh my,
gosh.
Together. I was like, this is great. So good. I think it's real, you know?
I'm so happy to hear that. I felt the same way when watching. It's just like the Wilson magic.
So good.
Was back in full force, and I just like it from the way those scenes were written, and just I guess Freddie, I can't speak for you, but I just felt like special when we were, at least to me, when we were filming those scenes.
Oh, yeah, it worked. I feel we usually know, we talk about it. Like there's times that we'll leave like the set, and it's just kind of, we'll have that little like look before we head downstairs of like that was good, or like I wish we would ask for one more take, you know, like I feel like it's the,
yeah,
you always have that look right before that where it's just like kind of a silent, like nod of like, yeah, we killed that. That was good.
and then sometimes when we're like, that was awful. Let's never speak of those scenes again.
I was going to say, just on this topic though, it was like, we're known as the straight to tape gang. And it was Christopher, me, and Chandler. Like, we're just known for the straight to tape gang. Aww. And so we like skip rehearsal. So they just are like, let's go right to tape, because it saves them. Because if we do what, 7 or 8 scenes, it probably saves them 20 minutes if we go straight to tape. But the other side of it, as much as I like doing it, there every now and then we'll have an emotional scene, just like you did, Chandler, the other day, where we went straight to tape. But there's certain times that we should ask for like rehearsal,
sure,
because if it's emotional,
yeah,
you want that. But
and I that one's gonna bug me. I know it's already been, I've been thinking about that scene a lot, because it was, I know I'm gonna watch it and I'm gonna be like, if only I got one more crack at that, but that's just how it goes.
Yep. But I also think we know like what feels good, but I feel like it's one of those moments that, like if you go into an audition, you're like, wow, I tanked that. And then you get a callback. Like, I think like we're hard on ourselves. You did a great job. Like, I think internally, you're probably like, oh shit, I'd love another shot at that, but it's going to turn out super well. And,
but also too, if you guys really think about it, the work that you produce and how great you are, and the fact that you're getting the significant other of one of the characters crying, and you guys get 1 to 2 takes, like, it's absolutely crazy. That's some mad talent, man. Think about it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you guys are Emmy winners, so holla.
Let's go.
What a privilege this is for you, Alyssa, to be on the air with 2 Emmy winners.
Yeah.
We're doing such a favor, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so I have a question for you, because the first time you left Days, and Freddie's never dealt with this before, your character was recast. Was that weird for you? Did that feel funny at all, or were you just kind of like,
yeah, it was weird. Well, the whole process was weird. But because they recast me with Guy, who actually tested for Freddie's role. Remember that, Freddie? Gosh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, he was one of the, and I remember looking at him when he was testing, we were doing the scene, and I'm like, this guy looks exactly like me. That's not going to work. and it didn't. But then I'm like, but you know, I mean, it was weird. But the worst part about it, honestly, was when was not that someone else was playing the role, because I thought Guy did an awesome job. But the direction that they took Will and ultimately killing him. That really ticked me off, to be honest. Because, you know, I was invested in that character as anybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to see him sort of get dragged through the mud, sort of turn into someone that I didn't recognize as being Will, and then just get strangled by a necktie, I thought was...
like, wait, no, I put so many years into this guy.
Yeah, for you, you put your blood, sweat, and tears into it. Yeah.
Like,
oh, that, so that's how it's going to be. So that's when there was a chance to come back. I'm like, I got to make this right.
Did you have any idea coming back that you were going to, that this was happening, or was this a complete surprise when you got the call?
Well, it was a surprise. I mean, I kept in touch with Greg and some, or my manager did. And, it wasn't like completely out of the blue. There'd been some preliminary talks about like maybe in the future, if they're just gauging interest. But yeah, when it happened, I was like, all right, let's go.
And you know, the cool thing about the storyline is the fact that you came back without remembering anything. It was super real because he doesn't remember doing it because he wasn't playing the part.
He's
like, yeah, a wedding, and he doesn't as a
wow,
actor.
That's so
yeah.
Crazy.
Made my job a little easier.
Like, I'm so good at this, guys.
Yeah.
Next to me.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, man, he really doesn't remember that.
That was really, you know, it's really cool to think about that, because every time we were sitting there, he's like, because for the most part, everyone, you know, filled you in, but it was, but Chandler wasn't playing the character of Will when Will went down the path of like cheating.
Oh,
and
so it was all Guy.
I think so, right? When you were playing Will, you didn't cheat.
No, never.
Yeah, so
never. Yeah, actually, Freddie, I want to ask you, because we shot those. We didn't do a full on wedding, but we had those flashbacks, right, from the day that we had to recreate. What was that like? Because you basically had to do that wedding, or parts of it, at least twice. What was that like?
It was. I would say the most interesting thing was, you know how this is when doing like a wedding or the center of attention, there's a different feel of having your entire, you know, the peers watching you. So we had like an audience of, you know, 10, 15 people. When you and I did it, it was me and Peter Hall, just like in front of a backdrop. Remember, it was like,
yeah, it was super shotgun wedding feel.
Yeah, and I kind of remember the lines of like redoing it, but I also remember when we were moving sets, I really had to pee, and I was like, I should really run right now and do this, because I don't want to be like thinking about this while we're doing these scenes. But I was like, they're going to move quickly, and it took them like 10 minutes to move to the set, which I was like, oh, damn it, so I'm waiting and waiting. So the whole time.
It made it even worse, yeah.
I really had to pee during those flashbacks of me and your wedding. Flashback, but I got into it, went away, but
yeah, well, it was great. I could really sense the longing in your eyes to go ahead and get married as fast as possible.
I just had to pee, dude. Yeah, I used that as an acting crutch.
Yeah,
create urgency by drinking a ton of water before any scene. And
there you go. There's your next Emmy right there. You can thank me.
Exactly.
You guys commit. Love that.
And how about your music, other than your dressing room sessions lately of playing awesome movie themes?
Harry Potter one. I love that.
Yeah. that wasn't Harry Potter. Didn't you see the answer? It was the Ron Paul 2012 campaign song.
Right.
They're so similar.
Yeah, a lot of people get them confused. Yeah. The music's going great. You know, I'm playing, I mean, basically just ukulele and piano. I used to play a lot more guitar, but I'd get these calluses on my fingers from the guitar strings that made like pushing the keys down on the piano feel sort of like strange to me somehow. I didn't really get to like feel it as much. So now I use the softer ukulele strings, the nylon ones, and then play piano.
What's your favorite song to play on the piano? I love pianos.
Ooh, that's So there is, I like medleys. Okay, so it's hard to say like a song, but like the Miyazaki movies, like My Neighbor Totoro and like Spirited Away, they're like great themes from that movies that I'll sort of like combine and just sort of like mix and match a little bit. I love movie themes, which is why they were in my dressing room stories. So like the Jurassic Park theme on piano, I think is really beautiful. But yeah, I don't really, that's what mostly what I play. I need to learn more like popular songs.
Can I request one? Can you
Absolutely.
Bella's song from Twilight? Because that's my favorite melody.
Bella. Yes, sure.
So good. No, for real. You have to learn it now if you don't know it.
Okay, I will. Bella's song from Twilight. Okay.
I'm going to be watching like a
lot. I'm impressed that's stuck with you after all, because Twilight came out quite a while ago, but it really made an impact on you.
It really did. I love it. I'll listen to it all the time. I'm not even joking. So good.
That's awesome.
Like 2 years later, I'm still checking his Instagram. I'm like, he's still learning it.
It's coming. Yeah. Depending on how complex it is, it might take me, you know, decades. So be patient.
I'll circle back.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, I haven't. I'm not an instrument player at all, so I find it incredibly amazing and inspirational when people have talents like that.
Heck yeah!
Well, I'm not saying I have talent, but I do. Yeah, I have free time. That's a difference, huh?
Is it? No. Yes, you can play though. I've heard you on the keyboard and you know playing, and it's
thanks.
Impressive. Yeah. You're a man of many talents.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You sing at all?
I'm sorry?
You sing at all?
No.
Paused.
Not well.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'll do it if someone pays my $5 singing fee, I'll sing.
Just not going to be. I offer him $3 all the time and he goes, "Dude, I can't do it.
I can't do it for less than $5."
Well, I'm going to send Freddie to work with $5 and he can record it.
There we go. Dude, you're leaving with a to-do list.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I feel like it's the power of three. I got to come up with one more before we're done.
Yeah. You'll give him good.
I just love the image of Freddie like knocking on my door and coming in with like 5 ones. And he's like, "Alyssa gave these to me. Be there for you."
I'll just slide a 5 under your door.
And I'll know what it means, yeah.
It'll be a little...
I need proof, y'all. Y'all crazy.
We'll do it on Insta or something and record it.
I like
it.
That.
What is your... So with your degree and your musical talents and your acting abilities and all this amazing stuff you're doing with writing, like, what's kind of your... I know it's kind of a common question, but, like, what's your 5-year plan? Like, what do you feel like you want to do and focus on? And, like what's your plan?
Well, I 5 years, I want to, travel is on the list, but that's not really like a career building, venture necessarily. But I think I'd like to, if all goes well, stay on days because, you know, it pays the bills. It allows me to live, and not really have to worry about money that much, but also gives me the free time to brainstorm and find other passion projects that maybe I can turn into small businesses. So 5 years from now, I would like to hopefully still be on days, but also have that be less of like my main income and more of just like a nice bonus, and have some sort of corporation or LLC or something that where I'm the like partner or sole owner or something and doing something.
Yeah. That's how we are, man. We're totally like and we were talking to Martzoff earlier, and that was one of the things we talked about too, is just like, you know, how like it's a blessing to be working steadily, but then also you kind of can and cannot audition. So it's like finding things that you have control over in your spare time to do. And that's like the biggest talk from all the fans maybe even the network, I'm not sure, but like just everyone's always talking about, you know, his day's gonna be here. But I just feel there's a really good energy right now. Like I feel like 2-3 years ago, there was I'm very confident that we're good for at least another year. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, I think so too. I think, time, yeah.
Like kind of, you know, sketchier.
People are stressed.
Yeah. I feel like recently we've had a nice boost with past General Hospital, and at least some of the ratings sheets they were handing out, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. But but I think Ron's keeping it fresh. Like I find myself watching the scenes when I'm sitting in the makeup chair or getting my hair done or something more than I have in the past, which I think is a good sign. I think, you know what I mean? I think the show's on an upswing for sure.
Yeah, it's been really good. It's so yeah, I just really hope it keeps on grinding, and I'm feeling good about it. But yeah, I would love to stay and keep telling this story, and people have been cheering for Will and Sonny to get back together, and I love that they've kept us apart to, you know what I mean? Cause where would you go?
Yeah.
Was such a big smart move.
They like to build that up.
Yeah.
Wait, when is this going to be? You said in November, this is going to be.
Yeah, this is probably airing like November, like 9th. If I had to guess, the Friday before the Day of Days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool.
So I don't know what's actually airing at that time. So it's right around right around Thanksgiving. I remember Thanksgiving, man. It's like a really fun time. I'm not sure what we can talk about, but I feel like that went by really fast because Thanksgiving's coming and there's a big thing happening around Thanksgiving. Do you remember shooting around Thanksgiving? Well, not Thanksgiving, but like in June, we were shooting Thanksgiving.
My God, why am I drawing a blank? Is Christopher Sean involved in that?
Yes. There's just one thing sticking to me, and I don't know what's. You know, we can't really touch on it, unfortunately. Sorry, I didn't mean to tease everyone. But I'm really pumped to get into it because I've also been hearing through like Instagram and everything that Sonny hasn't been airing. So I think it was probably a time that I wasn't working much. Even like right now, like I've only been having a few episodes the past couple weeks. So whenever this is airing, I'll be probably, you know. But I don't mind. I kind of like when we work a lot, it's great because we're in it and it's like what we're doing and you're really fresh and you're comfortable and you're grinding. And then when we kind of just work a little bit, then we can get other stuff done. So I never
for sure. And I think it's nice for the viewers too, because I mean, hour long show every day, no matter how much you like a character, you can kind of get fatigued by them if you're seeing them all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's nice. I appreciate the breaks because I have free time to do things, but also because the viewers have a chance to miss Will and miss Will and Sonny. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. My mom always said.
No, that's gonna be it's gonna be really good. I'm pumped to see what they keep doing, and I'm really pumped to see. Just everything that you're going to bring to the table in life. And, you know, I've just always appreciated your work ethic and just how awesome and professional you are. And just such a good guy. So I feel very lucky to get to work with you. And I want to pick your brain as you continue to learn about finances and money and investing. I'm just always fascinated to learn like all different points of view and make those decisions. Cause even Alyssa and I were talking, one of my dad's, famous sayings is we'll see if you get it. Alyssa, I had to like break down just at first, then
I'm
it made
not,
sense.
Yeah, I'm not.
But basically he always says, make hay while the sun shines.
I'm in Alyssa's camp in that I have no idea what that means.
Well, I don't understand it in a literal term, but I'm assuming what it basically breaks down to is like maybe you can only like work or make hay when the sun is shining. So it's essentially like while the sun is shining on us having a job, put away that money and invest it while the sun is shining, because on a rainy day you will have money to
spend
and invest. So it's kind of like, you know, make hay while the sun shines, like the sun's shining on us right now. We're able to tell a great story, make positive impact in people's lives, and then on us on a personal level, be able to have some coin to figure out how to invest, because God forbid the show goes out of, you know, if the show's not here in 3 years, you know, we're going to have to go, well, what's next? And it'll be nice to have that cushion or an income to be able to pay the bills. So you're not chipping away at our, you know,
the savings. Yeah. That makes sense. That's, yeah, I like that because I do not want to go back to stripping again.
Yeah, all that cash. You have to run to the bank so much. Such a hassle.
Yeah, exactly. The ATM fees.
Yeah. Yeah, old habits.
Oh, man. Do you think you'd want to audition and work in other acting projects, or is that not anything in your near future?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, I think of course I would if the opportunity presented itself. But it's just, as I've gotten older, I've grown more fond of having control over the things in my life. And I feel like when you're an actor and you're searching for projects to, you know, casting directors, the producers to hire you, it requires you to give up so much of that, pretty much all of your control in that process. And that's hard, you know. It's hard to feel like you're at the mercy of strangers or you know, if you may have been to, or just people that you, your acquaintances with. So I think I would like to, but
direct
I
offers.
Want to, yeah, no, direct offers only. No, I want to focus on things that I do have control over whose success is determined by, you know, my hard work and my creativity, and not necessarily what so and so person thinks of that. You know, yeah. Does that make any sense?
Interesting outlook. I love
so,
that.
Yeah, and it's also for me too. You know, and we're very lucky that we're young. You know, it's not like we're 87 years old and going like, should we get back out there? You know, like, even if we worked for 10 more years, took a 10-year break, we'd still be in our 40s, and you can have a flourishing A-list movie star career or a sitcom or all this stuff. So, on the same page. I'm like, I just want to get everything like in control and then be able to, you know, act as a hobby rather than going back into the grind of like, I need this job to pay rent. And it's just a whole different energy. Like,
yeah.
I remember it very specifically. And if we can maneuver this correctly, we may be able to avoid
that,
to go through that phase again. So,
that's ideal, because that is not fun. And when you're in the room, you know, you sit down and there are people, you know, in line or in chairs, and you can, I swear, you can like smell it, you know, when
desperation,
mm-hmm. desperation. Yeah,
dude. But that's why people are going to, it's one of those things that we'll walk in when you've got striving businesses, investments, and everything's good, and you're going in for fun, compared to someone who just got here from Michigan, who's like working a job they hate with no money. It's just night and day, the energy that you bring in. And we were there. So
totally.
Like, we get it. And we just got that break. And so, yeah, dude, that's fascinating. I'm excited to see like what the next, just everything brings. I'm just pumped about everything. And we're in a really good place. So it's really good, man. But yeah, dude, I want to thank you so much. Like, we appreciate your time and for coming on. A lot of people have requested. Time goes by so fast. It's like unbelievable when you start talking. You know, people have been asking for you, and I think they're really going to enjoy getting to know you a little bit. And we'd love to have you back on. And eventually, we want to do these live, but at like a higher production value where we can actually rent out like a small stage and be able to have guests in person, but actually have a team that films it and edits it. So we don't have to do it all like we were at our house. So it'd be really cool to have you back on in the future and chit chat more.
I would love that.
Yeah, man. So thank you so much. And before we go, we usually like to end the podcast with a life tip from our guest, and it can be on any facet of life. It could be from your days of stripping. It could be from health or wellness or success or work.
Blowing
or
your
anything.
Money on strippers and cocaine, like
you've given us a lot. Of tips, but what would be one that the listener could take away and implement in their life like right away? Like, what's something that you live by or strive? You know, like, what's kind of your life tip, if you will?
Well, of course, it's make hay while the sun is shining.
That's
I, I think, well, I if I could think of something that what immediately popped in my head, maybe this is not what you're looking for, but I just like to take, because every now and I mean, every now and then is pretty a little more frequent than that. I'll find myself in a bad mood over traffic or whatever. Yeah. And I like to try to remind myself, be conscious during those moments and stop and just think of one thing that happened today that I'm happy about or that I'm grateful that happened. And it's just, it's amazing what like that change in momentum can do. Just putting one positive thought in your head will lead to another one and another one. And suddenly you're smiling for no reason. And your day just turned from like a pretty crappy Tuesday to like a, you know, the highlight of your week, you know? So,
so true, dude. That's great, great, man.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that. Well, thank you, man. And then just for anyone who is meeting you for the first time or maybe not following you on social, what is where can people find you on social?
Oh, yes. You can find me on Instagram at the real C Massey and on Twitter at Chandler Massey.
Nice.
Well, yeah, again, thank you so, so, so much. I look forward to hearing Bella's lullaby and don't
yes.
be late about the aliens because we don't want anything to happen.
You got 45
minutes. Well, thank you very much.
And then the aliens are really longer.
Well, thank you so much again. Thank you for having me. This was so much fun. I did not expect to have this much fun. Yeah. I mean, I expected it to be fun, but.
No, I get yeah. No, totally.
Freddy's
man.
A wet blanket. I get it.
Yeah.
He's not me long enough to know that.
Well, awesome. And oh, congratulations. I never, I want to go on the record congratulating you guys on the engagement, by the way.
Plenty of time, yeah. Sir.
Thank yeah. you, man. Yeah, it's
awesome.
It's official, man. That next step, we're very excited. And so it's really good. We got a lot to be grateful for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, brother. Well, we know it's late. We'll let you get going.
Yes, thank you again.
And then I'll see you later this week.
All right. Yeah. I'll see you then. Thank you.